Leviticus chapter 23. Yahweh spoke to Moses, "Speak to the people of Israel, and say to them, these are the appointed festivals for Yahweh, which you must proclaim as holy assemblies. They are my regular festivals. You may work for 6 days, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of complete rest, a holy assembly. You must do no work because it is a Sabbath for Yahweh in all the places where you live. These are the appointed festivals of Yahweh, the holy assemblies that you must announce at their appointed times. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month at twilight, is Yahweh's Passover. On the 15th day of the same month is the festival of unleavened bread for Yahweh. For 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. The first day you must set apart to gather together. You will not do any of your regular work. You will present a food offering to Yahweh for 7 days. The seventh day is an assembly set apart to Yahweh, and on that day you must not do any regular work." Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the people of Israel, and say to them, when you have come into the land that I will give you, and when you reap its harvest, then you must bring a bundle of the first fruit of the grain to the priest. He will raise the bundle of grain before Yahweh, and present it to him, for it to be accepted on your behalf. It is on the day after the Sabbath that the priest will raise it and present it to me. On the day when you raise the bundle of grain and present it to me, you must offer a male lamb, 1 year old and without blemish, as a burnt offering to Yahweh. The grain offering must be 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil, an offering made by fire to Yahweh, to produce a sweet aroma, and with it a drink offering of wine, 1/4 of a hin. You must eat no bread, nor roasted or fresh grain, until the same day you have brought this offering to your God. This will be a permanent statute throughout your people's generations, in every place that you live. Beginning from the day after the Sabbath, that was the day you brought the bundle of grain as the wave offering, count 7 full weeks. You must count 50 days, which would be the day after the seventh Sabbath. Then you must present an offering of new grain to Yahweh. You must bring out of your houses 2 loaves made from 2/10 of an ephah. They must be made from fine flour and baked with yeast. They will be a wave offering of the first fruits to Yahweh. You must present with the bread 7 lambs, 1 year old and without blemish, 1 young bull from the herd, and 2 rams. They must be a burnt offering to Yahweh, with their grain offering and their drink offerings, an offering made by fire and producing a sweet aroma for Yahweh. You must offer 1 male goat for a sin offering and 2 male lambs 1 year old for a sacrifice as fellowship offerings. The priest must wave them together with the bread of the first fruits before Yahweh and present them to him as an offering with the 2 lambs. They will be holy offerings to Yahweh for the priest. You must make a proclamation on that same day. There will be a holy assembly, and you must do no ordinary work. This will be a permanent statute throughout your people's generations in all the places where you live. When you reap the harvest of your land, you must not completely reap the corners of your fields, and you must not gather the gleanings of your harvest. You must leave them for the poor and for the foreigner. I am Yahweh your God. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the people of Israel and say, in the 7th month, the 1st day of that month, will be a solemn rest for you, a memorial with the blowing of trumpets, and a holy assembly. You must do no ordinary work, and you must offer a sacrifice made by fire to Yahweh. Then Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Now the 10th day of this 7th month is the Day of Atonement. It is to be a holy assembly, and you must humble yourselves and present to Yahweh an offering by fire. You must do no work on that day, because it is the Day of Atonement, to make atonement for yourselves before Yahweh your God. Whoever does not humble himself on that day must be cut off from his people. Whoever does any work on that day, I, Yahweh, will destroy him from among his people. You must do no work of any kind on that day. This will be a permanent statute throughout your people's generations in all the places where you live. This day must be to you a Sabbath of solemn rest. And you must humble yourselves the 9th day of the month at the evening. From evening to evening, you are to observe your Sabbath. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the people of Israel, saying, On the 15th day of the 7th month will be the festival of shelters for Yahweh. It will last 7 days. On the first day, there must be a holy assembly. You must do no ordinary work. For 7 days, you must offer a sacrifice made by fire to Yahweh. On the 8th day, there must be a holy assembly, and you must make a sacrifice offered with fire to Yahweh. This is a solemn assembly, and you must not do any ordinary work. These are the appointed festivals for Yahweh, which you must proclaim as holy assemblies to offer sacrifice by fire to Yahweh, a burnt offering and a grain offering, sacrifices and drink offerings, each on its own day. These festivals will be in addition to the Sabbaths of Yahweh and your gifts, all your vows, and all your freewill offerings that you give to Yahweh. Regarding the festival of shelters, on the 15th day of the 7th month, when you have gathered in the fruits of the land, you must keep this festival of Yahweh for 7 days. The first day will be a solemn rest, and the 8th day will also be a solemn rest. On the first day, you must take the best fruit from the trees, branches of palm trees, and leafy branches of thick trees, and willows from streams, and you will rejoice before Yahweh your God for 7 days. For 7 days each year, you must celebrate this festival for Yahweh. This will be a permanent statute throughout your people's generations in all the places where you live. You must celebrate this festival in the 7th month. You must live in small shelters for 7 days. All who were born in Israel must live in small shelters for 7 days, so that your descendants, generation after generation, may learn how I made the people of Israel live in such shelters when I led them out of the land of Egypt. I am Yahweh, your God. In this way, Moses announced to the people of Israel the appointed festivals for Yahweh.